Welcome to Riverbend Talon on WBGZ. Brought to you by The Halpin Music Company.
I'm Dennis.
And I'm Pigpen.
I hit it. I don't know why I didn't.
That's all right. I got it. I got the backup button over here. I'm Pigpen, and this is Riverbend Talon, which means it is another Thursday evening here where the river runs sideways.
Right. Brought to you by Mr. Matt Van Voorhis of Macias Insurance and the Halpin Music Company.
Absolutely.
Right?
Thank you so much for the insurance and all the music equipment. I've got a room full of music gear insured. Thank you both. it is Thursday night, which means things are already kicking off here. Now, we have a guest, a live guest.
Live guest.
Flip the Frog. They're back in the studio. We got Lynn Assar. I almost said it wrong again. Lynn Assar.
Move that mic closer.
Lean on in there. There you go.
You can stretch it back to you if you want.
There you go. Next to him, Jody Grinder. How's it going, Mr. Jody Grinder?
Fantastic. How are you guys?
Doing great, man. Good to have you back in with us.
Yeah, it's a good thing we're all on the radio because I don't see a lot of pretty people in here.
That's true.
Well, all those folks are at the TV stations, you know.
Right.
And a newcomer to the show. This is going to be trial by fire. We've got Mr. Joe Smith. How's it going, Joe?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Happy to have you in, and we're gonna talk to you about everything. We're going to get so personal and intimate with you tonight. I don't know. I have no idea what I'm going to ask. Dennis is a true professional. He's probably got all kinds of, questions ready.
Well, unfortunately, the guy that books a show, I just found out 5 minutes ago who was coming in, so I didn't know.
You would think the guy who books the bands would let you know before that.
It's not our engineer, Alex Honke. He's brought to you by Michael Kreider from Farmers Insurance.
Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Right.
There you go.
The guy that books a band is Pigpen.
Well, see, there's the problem. You got to get somebody more serious for a position like that.
Yeah,
you got to.
You do a good job.
Well, I got Flip the Frog and all the frog flippers out there happy. The flog frippers.
And
I'm sorry, I'm drunk.
It's a St. Patty's party we're going to talk about, right?
Well, yeah, it is, but first, I think we should cover the Thursday gigs
because
it is 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, which means
there's always a St. Patty's party going on at Morrison's Irish Pub
every day of the week,
every Thursday night. Sea shanty sing-alongs and all weekend long Irish music.
There you go. You can go down there any Thursday night. Get drunk on Irish whiskey or whatever you choose, but they have musicians playing and the whole crowd sings together.
So, right, right.
In the tradition of old Irish and Scottish pubs.
And then the rest of the weekend, I think we figured out last week that whoever shows up, they just duke it out, and the winner gets to be on stage that night. There's about four or five that rotate.
I went down last week, and I saw the Blarney Man and Mila Ray Duffy arm wrestle for who's going on stage. No, that's not true. But yeah, they've got a rotating cast of characters playing Irish music down there, as well as the guys who do the sea shanty sing-along. So there's always live music. Just right now, you don't know who it's going to be.
There's live music at Fast Eddie's tonight, too, and that's what it said on
their
schedule. Yeah.
There's always
live music. Heard of them guys?
I have heard of live music.
They're playing tonight.
Them and TBA, they're some of my favorites. So
easy $50 tonight.
Yeah,
down at Hiram's Bar.
I don't want to do that again. Oh, what?
You can shave your mustache. They won't know it's you. $50 cash prize for the karaoke contest with DJ Kodak at Hiram's Bar starts at 7. Open mic, do that. Everhart and Light, 6 to 10 at Baker's and Hale and Godfrey.
Love me some Baker's and Hale.
Gabe Marshall, 7 to 10 at George's Local Brew in Jerseyville tonight. Tiana Joe started out at Prairie Inn and Dorsey, started at 6. Danny Callaher started at 6 at Big Daddy's in Edwardsville, goes to 9. And Ethan Jones from the Well Hungarians, 7 p.m. at Deutz Village Inn in Pontoon Beach, which I visited last Friday night and checked out Money Shot.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Very cool place. The reviews are in. As always, we hear from all the bands that, a good crowd. They're very enthusiastic, and they like to dance. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they had a nice partying crowd that was paying attention into the music and living it up.
Huh? Yeah. They didn't. They seem to have been doing this for a while down there. So nothing's changed at Deutz, it seems like. Right. Let's just put it that way.
Every band we talk to that plays Deutz says they love playing there. That means it's a good crowd.
Yep.
That's one thing it means. So there you go.
Right.
Congrats to all you Deutz folks out there for having a party in place. The reputation grows.
Yeah, and Michael Kreider pointed out to me that the cool thing about doing a Friday-Saturday gig at Deutz, right to the side of the stage, is where you bring in your equipment. It's a garage.
Oh, nice.
So, and then Friday night, you get to leave your stuff there and not worry about it and come back and play again Saturday, which is always cool after a gig.
Yeah. Always love those double headers. Get paid twice to set up once. So, there you go.
So, what do we do now?
We're going to talk to Flip the Frog. You guys ever played Deutz Village Inn?
No, where's that at?
That is in Pontoon Beach.
Pontoon Beach. Now, we've not played there. I've heard good things about it. Would love to check them out sometime.
I tell you how you can probably find out about it. If you go to this website, cottonmouth.org, yeah. I bet there's a link. He would know. Is there a link to that?
Yeah.
There you go. Deutz Village, and there'll be a link to it, man. You guys should really check it out. Every band that comes through here, so you get a Friday and Saturday gig.
Right. Oh, really?
It's always a doubleheader.
Right.
And, man, everybody says it is a partying crowd. They love music. They love to dance. Get up on the tables and, you know, get crazy kind of folks. So there you go.
I'll be down.
On our bar. Kind of people.
Yeah. And they got food there, too.
So, and food?
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, hell, I'm in.
Yeah.
It sounds like the kind of place that you guys would love, and I bet they would love you, too. Awesome. Now, if you go flipping frogs at some of the people there in Pontoon Beach, they take it. It's a religious thing. They take it personal. No, I don't know. I don't know about any of that. Anyway.
You ever play a gig where they're serving frog-legged?
I don't think
we have.
No. It sounds like something you should set up.
I don't know if Flip would be all into that. He'd be like, anyway.
Back off.
We like frog legs, but that's not... I don't know if any of the places we played actually serve frog legs.
Yeah.
A couple places I know do around town, but I don't think...
That was my big question. I did all the research on.
My question now is, you said you know a couple places that do. Who do you know around town that serves some frog legs up, and are they good?
Well, I haven't had them, but I know the Cajun place serves them.
There you go. Raging Cajun.
Cajun place serves them. And then another place, I haven't tried them, so I'm
– Yeah, that's all right.
Don't hold me to it.
I was just curious.
If I lie to you.
I was thinking, you know, there's probably one person out there going, I ain't had frog legs in a long time. I'd like to get some. I'm just trying to help that one person out.
They're probably Flip the Frog fans.
Right. If they're not, they haven't heard you. That's all I'm going to say.
I tell people all the time, you know, check us out. I promise we don't suck.
right. So you guys got a new lineup or something? Last time we talked to you, I think you had a female singer for a while, and then so what's going on there with the lineup?
Well, it's just us three now.
Okay.
You know, everybody's got things going on in their lives, and you know, you just got to keep you know, marching forward. That's all we can do. We just keep adding new songs and trying different things, different mixes, and you know, trying to keep things fresh and you know, jumping, hopping,
right.
Isn't it crazy how, like, when you were teenagers, everybody had time?
Oh, yeah.
And now it's like you get in a band and a month and a half in, it's like, I got to step aside for a little while. Life just got complicated. What happened, man? Life ain't supposed to be that. I wasn't born this complicated. That's all I'm going to say.
Listen, I don't know what happened, but I will tell you this much. I have found a couple of things that have eased my life tremendously. Instacart and Grubhub.
Yes. I tell you what. So my wife is a huge fan of Aldi's, you know, and like as a child, like growing up in Alton, I have memories of my mom taking me to Aldi's. Everything was in a white can that said beans or corn, you know, and it was just like it was the place you went to save money. And it still is, but they seem like the products are better. However, I have never once been inside that Aldi's and not felt like I was in someone's way. Places
right.
packed.
Yeah,
it's packed.
But
time.
What you're saying, they now have it where you just ordered on your phone or on your computer. You let them know you're there. They put it in the back of my van. I push a button, the back door opens. They put it in. I roll out. Love it.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
How much easier is that? Yeah. Some things that came out of this whole 2020 weirdness, they need to keep. Not many. Sure. Not many, but there's a few.
Well, I figure if I ever lose my job singing with the band, I'm going to go to
Aldi's.
Aldi's, yeah. Deal Dash or something. I'm going to be delivering something.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
They're all right.
So it took a year or two after California recreationalized cannabis, but it was a couple years in when suddenly they had, you know, you could order it to your house. You just call Joe, you know, Johnny Potseed or whatever the guy's name, you know, whatever the company's name is, and they bring. And I'm thinking, when are they going to get that here? That'll be another nice convenience to be. I mean, not, maybe not to your life, but to some of our lives.
Well, I have heard rumors. I don't know this for a fact, but some of those guys do deliver.
I'm local. Okay. That has always been a fact.
Yeah.
I meant like on a legitimate basis. Like you can look them up in the yellow pages and be like, huh.
I do think that's going on out there, though. I've heard stories that legally they do deliver.
There's a caregiver program where I like if Lynn here wanted me to be his caregiver, I could.
Is that here?
Legally, Illinois' caregiver program is much different than the other states.
I'm thinking getting Doug with High. They're talking about having it delivered to them.
So they're out in California where they just call up these random places that just like Grubhub, except it's, you know.
Pot Hub.
Yeah.
Give it a couple years. I'm sure it'll be here.
You know. I'm hoping. I do love the conveniences that have come with the Grubhub and with the Instacart, and I'm not one for. I don't have a lot of patience for stores unless it's a music store.
Sure.
You know, so I agree with Mr. Jody Foster. See, I was making fun of you on the – I was making fun of him before the show, calling him Jody Foster. Jody Grinder.
Yeah. That's okay, Pig Pile. We're good.
Right. That's right.
I mean Pig Pile.
Yeah. Listen. You know, we play Saturday. We're going to remember this.
Here's the thing. You were already cuter than Jodie Foster in Contact, at least. Maybe not in Taxi, but
not Taxi. I've never dressed up like a 14-year-old hooker.
Well, you know, that's the difference between me and you, I guess. Probably one of the many. I don't know. I'm sorry. I invite these guys in to talk about their band, and here I am. I don't know what I'm saying.
All right,
guys.
So
I'm sorry.
For the Smash fans that were listening during the Smash show, and he asked the question.
Yeah, there you go.
What's the meaning behind Flip the Frog?
Well, Flip the Frog is an antique, an old 1930s cartoon. The guy who helped create Mickey Mouse left Walt Disney shortly after that to iWorks Studios. That was his name, as was iWorks. And he created Flip the Frog and a few other characters. And there's a whole bunch of Flip the Frog cartoons on you can see them on YouTube and on the internet.
Yeah, he wore a tuxedo and he had the top hat and the cane. Black and white, played the piano.
Right.
Flip the Frog is... That flips great, 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 great.
Grandson.
I see.
So you say top hat, cane, and playing piano, and I, hello, my honey, hello, my darling, hello, my ragtime girl.
Long before that one.
But that's exactly what I picture. But you said like 30s, so this has got to be old.
Yeah, yeah, all black and white.
But that's probably where the WB Frog came from. You know, they were watching the old ones going, how can we rip this off?
Sure.
That's a possibility.
It is. I trust me. WB rips off everything. I don't. I'm sorry. I talk smack on people. I don't know. I'm sorry. But no, that's cool. So how did you come about finding Flip the Frog? Just like, how did you find something so old?
Well, when we were looking for...
Watching Betty Boop and getting all...
Yeah, you know.
Oh, Betty. Betty.
But we were looking, you know, searching, trying to figure out what was a good name, what fit us. And the nostalgia stuff has always, you know, been a part of our lives. And my kids like comics, and they like the, you know, the Marvel and the Superman and some of the old, you know, comic books and things like that. And that just kind of was our connection. So it just kind of felt natural to stick with the comic thing.
Yeah, right on. And people watching this on the video, on YouTube or on some social media can see on Mr. Lynn's shirt there, that they have some nice shirts with the Flip the Frog, the fifth or the sixth or whatever generation we're on. And pretty cool.
He likes his cocktails.
It's a pretty cool looking frog drinking a cocktail. Got some sunglasses. You know, I mean, like if he was a toad, I'd want to lick him.
There you go.
So,
right. You like the licking, don't you?
I'm not licking toads, as I like to say.
If you go to the Flip the Frog Facebook page, you can see Flip the Frog time travel.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, man. Yeah. Lynn, tell him about that thing. He argued with that video for a week, I think, to get that one done. That one's a good
it
one.
It is a good one. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
So tell us about the video for those who have not seen it and are listening on the radio.
Well, we kind of, when we first started with Flip the Frog, it was kind of weird, but he became more of a character, a part of the band. So, you know, you could flip the frog, which I think is a noun, right? And then then we also had the character, and that's what we kind
that's
of
a noun.
Developed it.
Okay. That's the noun.
Well,
then the other one. Elsewhere.
I was never good in English. So anyway,
or math. Or history.
Oh my God.
Or driving.
So,
or boiling water.
Look.
Hey, but you got a job.
Lynn ain't stupid. He ain't smart, but he ain't stupid.
Right. No.
Sorry, Lynn.
It's just like, it kind of morphed into this that he's the part of the band.
Right. So Flip is the name of the frog.
Right. And then
Flip
just,
is the name of the frog.
I wanted to do something different in trying to grab people's attention. So throughout the last 5 years, it went from a certain type of video into a completely different one. And just by working at it. And this last one, like he said, this one caused me a lot of grief. I finally got it late last night. I was like, oh, my God. I don't even know how I got it. But, you hit that one button, and you're like, oh.
All the ones and zeros lined up right.
Exactly. They lined up perfectly. So,
But you can check out Flip the Frog in many different ways on the Facebook page. You guys come up with different ways to promote every gig, and the frog's kind of the centerpiece of that, right?
Right. Either that or the logo. We try to have the logo in there. The same with the banner. Flip is at every show.
We make
sure he is up. Mm-hmm. He could be on the tree for all we care. He's at every show.
Yeah,
we got a little stand up prop Flip that we set up, and people like to take pictures with him. That's kind of cool.
And here's my plug for Sign Magic, because they actually made that.
Nice.
So all right, here.
So I got an idea for you.
Work.
So who is it? Sign Magic.
Sign Magic.
Bethalta. I got an idea. You can talk to Sign Magic again, and you have them make a Flip the Frog where the head's cut out, and people can stick their face in there and take their picture. Well, you know how you do?
Sure.
Right? Like the old timey photos.
It's kind of like that right now. He's about 3 feet tall, and people go up and they get photo ops with him.
They take a picture with him. Yeah. I'm picturing the ones where the head's gone and people put their face in the frog.
Look,
I flipped the frog. Yeah. I don't know. I stop at every one of those I see and don't take a picture.
Maybe have Flip with another frog with a hole, and then your head goes through the friend of Flip the Frog.
Ah, that's a good idea.
And fans of Flip the Frog.
And the other frog is wearing a shirt that says, I'm with Flip.
Right.
I don't know. We're thinkers. We are thinkers. This is why we get the big bucks.
This is good stuff.
Oh, this better marketing than Alice Cooper ever had.
No, I don't know. You gotta love Alice, though. Alice, wow.
There's something else. Yeah. We take that little frog with us all over the place, and our banner hangs up, but we're literally on our third banner since we started playing, because those banners go everywhere. So this weekend when we're playing, the last one that we retired, we took to, two or three gigs, four gigs, whatever it was, and markers, and whoever wanted to could sign the banner for us, and we've got it hanging up in the studio.
Nice.
So our newly retired banner is going to get the same treatment. It's going to get signed over the next two or three or four gigs from whoever wants to sign it, and we're going to hang it up in the studio.
See, now, when you play a place big enough, you got to pull them out of the studio and put the new one in the middle and the other two on the side, see? And then, you got the huge... I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
They're pretty beat up.
Don't listen
after
to
a couple of years. They get pretty beat up.
They're weather worn or just
road worn.
Too much beer spilled on them.
it It's crazy. They don't, you know, they do good for a while.
Yeah. Well, it's like a drummer carpet. I mean, yeah, they all look great the first gig out, and then there's a few beers.
You mean drummers get new carpets?
You should ask Joe.
Joe, tell us about that.
We need Joe. I was about to say. Years.
Hey, Sam, what did
this carpet.
Same t-shirt, too.
This carpet is my living room, my toilet, my lover. No, I don't know. Oh, poor
Joe doesn't talk much, but when he does, he doesn't say anything important.
Oh, that's good. Boy. Poor Joe. Poor Joe.
Go ahead, make fun.
No way.
See? Can't do it.
Yeah, yeah. So this gig this weekend, it's at Wild Pickens, right? It's a St. Patty's party?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Up at Chesterfield at the winery up there. Great, great food.
Yeah.
And the folks that run the place are absolutely fantastic. Yes. Love playing up there for them. They treat us fantastically. I mean, they really are just great people. We like going up there a lot.
Yeah.
Usually have really, really good crowds up there, too. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
What a beautiful piece of property.
It sure is.
I mean, you feel like you're
Oh, you mean Wild Pickens, not me. You were looking at me.
What are you talking about? Wild what? Of course I'm talking about Jody Grinder.
Quit looking
Swipe
at
right
me like
for Jody on Grinder. No. I don't know.
So the
property up at Wild Pickens, they've got the vineyard right there where they're growing the grapes. Right. They've got, you know, actually our engineer there, Alex Honke, was married up at Wild Pickens, had his wedding up there.
They make their own wine, too, a northern wine, apparently.
They grow the grapes right there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just a beautiful place to spend a day, and especially when there's a good band there.
Sure.
And I hear there's going to be one this weekend.
They say that there's going to be a good band. Somebody came up to us the last time we were there and said, "We heard there's a good band." With one of our fans, they said, "We heard there's going to be a band here." I said, "Well, let me know when they get here. I'm looking forward to it."
Do we play before them or after them? No. You guys are going to kill it up there because you do everywhere, and all the frog flippers are going to come out. And now anyone who's never been to a Flip the Frog show, the thing to do is you're supposed to bring little frogs and flip them at them while they play.
Not live ones.
No.
Joe's afraid of those.
Yeah.
You'll end up like Ozzy biting the head off a frog. I bit the head off a frog. poor...
Yeah.
So there you go, man. And that is happening Saturday. What time Saturday?
That's at 6.
Six.
Yeah. Six. There's a wedding going on, so it might be a few minutes after that. Or we have to be flexible, but
yeah. 6 to 10, 10:30, somewhere in there.
We'll man.
You
know,
6 a.m. if we want.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Now, you're out in the middle of nowhere. Who's going to come complain?
Just bring your sleeping bag.
Bring a sleeping bag. That's right. That's right. And I figure we got... So many songs I want to try to get through that night. We may be there a lot longer than we expected.
Let's try out some new material.
Yeah, we've been working on some good stuff. But like we were saying outside, we practice a lot.
Yeah.
So a couple times a week we're practicing. Then we're playing, you know, as much as we want to really this year, but as much as we can on a normal basis. So we get a lot of playing time in. And we're experimenting with some new setups of how to, you know, move into songs, and we're bringing in new songs and kind of changing things up a little bit. So we're always trying to keep it fresh. We don't want people getting burned out on the same old songs, the same old sets.
Yeah.
And of course, you got to play your standards, and those are the ones that I like. You know, they're just my favorite music, but
we're not skipping my favorite song.
No, not my favorite songs.
I brought all the gear, man.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, we there's so many good songs out there.
Yeah.
And you can mix them up in so many different ways. But, you know, once you get a little pattern that works and you get some butts on the dance floor, you want to keep them out there as much as possible.
Sure. Yeah.
So,
I've been with bands and worked with bands and even seen bands that play regularly, and you can guess the next song because they play the same. It's like a hit radio station where you can set your watch by what song's playing, you know. It's what you're saying about keeping it, keeping it fresh, even though you're out playing. Because Flip the Frog, you guys are, you know, steady players. We read that name quite a bit. So, you got to keep it interesting. If the same people, a lot of the same people are coming to see you, You don't want them knowing, well, I know what song's right. coming next, you know.
Right. We've played around 100 gigs a year for the last 4 years. Year five, this is our fifth year. We're pulling back a little bit. We want more people to have an opportunity to come and see us and not just, oh, they're playing every weekend. We want it to be more of an event, more fun, and have bigger crowds. So we're hoping we can accomplish that this year.
Yeah. And, well, and at 100 gigs a week, if you're practicing twice a week, that's even more. Mm-hmm. That's 104 there. Nine.
Well, we've been really blessed that the people that have stuck through those, because, you know, you get into those ruts to where, you know, hey, you know, we got to play next week. Wait with learning new songs. But we always, you know, we come back to practice. We're like, what do we need to work on? Even though we're, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just, and then finally, you know. Last year we kind of had, it was kind of nice with the COVID, because it gave us a chance to stop and go, wait a second. You know, because a lot of gigs did get canceled.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't play 100 gigs last year.
Right. Not many people did. I don't know anyone that played 100 last year.
Right, yeah, exactly. But it gave us time to go, okay, what's some new stuff we would like to do?
Yeah. What I kind of saw was that at first there was a lot of the steady playing bands, the guys I would talk to go, oh, man, it's nice to have a break, because you've been doing it week after week. And, oh, man, to have a weekend off. And a couple months into it, that starts getting old, and I want to play. And about 4 months into it, everyone was just dying to get out and play. I'll play anywhere. A birthday party, 12-year-old, perfect, okay.
But then they still didn't let anybody out, you know.
Right. Well,
yeah, there was just one 12-year-old there, but it was a birthday party, and we did it.
Yeah. Have you guys been out and played yet this year?
Yeah. A couple places.
Yeah. We played a couple times this year so far. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Where have you managed to get into this year?
We played down at the Moose at Wood River.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Those people are great, too.
Oh, nice. Fantastic folks. Nice. Yeah. I can't say a bad thing about any place we play. Everyone's really always nice to us, but, you know, where else have we been? We've been to Baker's and Hale.
Oh, love the place.
Love the food out there.
Oh, great my gosh. Food.
The beer's cold. That's important.
Yeah.
Been to Wild Pickens.
Wild Pickens, yeah.
Now, at Baker's and Hale, you play out in the outdoor area, but it's indoor.
Well, so far they had us inside. They have a beautiful new
Area. Well, yeah, that's what he means, the outside bar.
The outside bar area, yeah. Okay, I've actually seen bands inside in the restaurant area, too.
Yeah, I don't think we'd work in there.
Yeah,
too small.
Yeah, I've seen a couple play actually inside there before they built that bigger area out there, you know. But that's you look very perplexed, Lynn.
Yeah,
you know where we played the last time?
Yeah,
that's the outside bar. The bar that's outside.
That doesn't feel like an outside area, but you are outside technically. You can smoke there. That's how you know you're outside.
Yeah.
Told you he wasn't any good at math. So look, everybody out there, if you get a chance, the video of this is going to be up on YouTube tomorrow. Just to see Lynn's face at this point, it is worth logging on. What is it? The cottonmouth.org channel on YouTube. So, Lynn looks very confused as to what is inside and outside. And all of that, the year that Illinois made the rule you cannot smoke in bars, the rules of what was outside and inside changed.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Suddenly, the beer garden was born.
Right.
And a beer garden is technically outside, but you can heat it and cool it.
Close the windows.
Close the windows. You know, ropers are what, you know, I mean, they all got places like that now. So there you go.
I'm waiting for the weed gardens.
Oh, they're a coming.
That's what we need.
They're coming.
Okay.
Nah, I don't know.
You're dreaming. Anyways, how about Friday night? Want to go through that real quick?
We better, yeah.
All right, so they got the open mic with Jamie Dunn at Raging Cajun, 8 o'clock Friday night. Champagne Fix, 7 o'clock at Fast Eddie's Bon Air on Friday. Money Shot, 7 o'clock at Bluff City Grill in Alton. And there's a list of people coming up at Bluff City Grill.
Bluff City. Yeah.
So,
great food up there, too. God, they're great people, too.
We need to get Flip the Frog there on that list.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We're playing at Bluff City on July 3rd, I know. And Kathy called us to play another date that we were already scheduled for. But great people. Gosh dang, they're great folks.
Yeah.
And the food is fantastic. I love it every time I go in there.
Yeah, I mean, same way, man. I crave their crab cakes. Just good stuff. So there we go.
Beer.
What else we got going on
here? Go ahead there. Take the last one.
Where'd we start at? Oh, half of the Mighty Pines, Gerald Ecker and Neil Salsius.
Right.
At 7 to 10 p.m. at the Lodge at Lovejoy.
Yeah.
There you go. That's just over the hill there.
Screaming Eagle is going to be at Baker's and Hale on Friday night from 7 to 11.
And Gabby. I heard that they're good, but they're no Mine Train. Ba-doom-boom-tsh. Well, I'm sorry. Screaming Eagles. I didn't mean to mess it up.
No, that's okay. Gabby, 7 o'clock at the Moose in Wood River. Public Displays of Affection.
I like that name. That's a good one.
7 to 10 at the outlet at Edison's in Edwardsville.
I feel like I'm in junior high with that name. No public displays of affection in the hallway. No.
The Vault, 6 o'clock at Big Daddy's in Edwardsville.
We just called Mike Pagano today.
Right. See if he's running for mayor.
His dad is Mr. Mayor, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't call him Mr. Mayor. That's his dad.
They're about
call
to,
him John Mayer.
I think May. I want to say May is when they start Acoustics in the Park.
Yeah.
Right?
I've been in contact with Scott and Michelle and trying to get in contact with Mike Pagano about advertising all of that stuff for him, helping him promote it.
I think it's half of the Well Hungarians. Or what do they call that? The Well Hungarian something. You'll have to look it up on the website. But they're the first round.
All right. And
that's John Evans is one of those guys.
All right.
Anyways, Wicked Mojo does Friday and Saturday night at Deutsch Village Inn in Pontoon Beach. George Kershaw, 7:30 to 10:30 at Mastermind Vodka Bar and Distillery Pontoon Beach.
Good to hear they got a venue going.
Right, John Evans. See, I told you about him. 7 to 10 at George's Local Brew in Jerseyville. That's a different one, I think. Anyway, Adam Gaffney, 8 o'clock at Copper Fire in Belleville. And wrapping up Friday night, the Synapsis, the Produce Isle, and Lofty's Comet, 7:30 at Red Flag in St. Louis.
The Produce Isle. That is a new one. I've not heard that name yet. Okay, there we go. Ooh, so that's a good little Friday night, man.
Yeah.
Things are picking back up, man. We were slim pickings there for a while during the 2020.
Yes.
So what do you think?
Oh, you left out for Lynn's plan.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, where's Lynn playing?
He's actually playing a solo acoustic gig at the Dollar General in the Styrofoam Cup section.
He didn't know about it, Lynn?
He knows.
This is the first I've heard of.
There will be a tip jar.
Yeah.
I'm going to need some ice for that burn.
See, here's the thing. To a guy like me, that's not a burn because Dollar General's my store.
Oh, I know.
Love
I
the
know.
Place.
Yeah, I'm like,
so I'm like, cool. I get to see Lynn play when I go get my bar mix and, you know, well, my fruitcakes or whatever I get. I don't know what I get there. I wish they sold vodka there. That's like I always have to go to a second store after I go there because they don't sell vodka at Dollar General. Get on it, Dollar General. You're the general, not the lieutenant.
Want to roll into Saturday? Because look, another page just for Saturday. Things are back.
I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, Flatliner, 9 o'clock at Third Shoot in Alton. The Owls, 7 o'clock at Bluff City Grill in Alton. Big George Brock Jr. and the NGK band.
Nice.
Playing at the conservatory and all.
Fun, super nice guy.
They've got
It's super nice guy, and if you want to know the history of the blues, just ask him. He'll tell you.
They're doing a $10 ticket for that that's required because they're trying to stay, what is it, 50 people, right?
Right.
So
right.
That's what's going on at the conservatory. Good to see them back, though. That's their first show.
Yeah.
Since everything's changed again.
I believe there's a show coming up right at the beginning of April down there with Agents of the Free and 33 on the Needle. Probably get 33 on the Needle in here to talk about it. We haven't talked to them guys in a while. So happy to see the conservatory up and running after them guys buying it, and it just sat empty for a year.
Yep.
So.
Jay Sable and Greg Heiss, 7 to 10 at the Lodge at Lovejoy in Alton.
Well, I know Greg Heiss. I haven't seen him since I was a kid. Nice.
Well, you can see him Saturday.
The very first guitar I owned was owned that I bought off Jody. The very first guitar sold out of Jody Hopper's store once belonged to Greg Heiss, I do believe.
Wow.
An Electra, SG copy. There you go.
The Bearded Bandits, 2 to 6, Champagne Fix, 7 o'clock at Fast Eddie's in Alton. Lead Sled, 4 to 8 at Heinrichs at Lockhaven in Godfrey.
Nice.
Jake Weber and Lonesome Drifters at Baker's and Hale Saturday, 7 to 11. Money Shot, 9 o'clock at the Refinery Bar in Wood River. The Intrusion, 7 o'clock at Tri-County Rod and Gun Club in Brighton. And Philip Russo, 7 to 10 at George's Local, George's Local Brew in Jerseyville.
There you go.
That's not it. That's just half of them.
That's not it. We got Borderline Acoustic, 3 to 7 p.m. at Grafton Winery. They're going to come in, I think, and record with us next week. So we're going to introduce everyone to Borderline finally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Harvest Drive, 6 p.m. at the Hog Pit on Saturday evening.
Irish Music by John Bartley. Irish Dancing with the, I think that's misspelled, O'Fallane. O'Fallane Academy of Irish Dance.
Hey, it's the O'Fallane.
Right.
I don't know.
At Aries in Grafton, all that going on. So you get dancers and Irish singing.
Man, dang right, man.
And these one guys, Flip the Frog.
Who?
They're doing a St. Patrick's Day party, too, 6 to 10 at Wild Pickens.
How can I find out more about that?
You should just ask them.
I won't tell you anything you want to know. And you guys have played out there quite a few times already.
Sure,
but yeah. So this isn't your first rodeo out there. Always get a good crowd out there, though. It seems like every time I've been out there, the crowd has been just a friendly group that are just there to party.
Sure. Yeah,
They're super. The crowd is always late. You know, it's just a fun time going out to Wild Pickens. It's a good place.
It's real just casual, laid back. Just
I
always like road tripping to shows too.
Road what?
Road tripping.
You know, I like that.
Nice long drive before you get there.
I'm not licking frogs.
Right.
Frog tripping. I'm sorry, I was frog tripping or toad tripping. You say road tripping or toad tripping? Yeah. I didn't know what you said. I'm sorry.
You're licking the wrong frog there.
Gotta
be careful.
I think I should go back into this. Also, Down and Dirty, 9:30 at Patrick's in Granite City on Saturday night.
Yeah.
I like that. Down and Dirty. Nice. Wicked Mojo, 7 p.m. at Deutz Village Inn, because that's always the doubleheader there.
Down and Dirty.
Yeah, down and
down and dirty.
Public display of affection.
I tell you what, a down and dirty public display of affection would be awesome.
with Money Shot wrapping it up.
Let's match the band.
If you throw Money Shot in there, I'm willing to throw down a couple bucks to see this show, man. You know, like
I think I've seen them.
The Money Shot, they were flipping the frog.
Right. That's down and dirty, man. See, it just keeps going around.
Yeah.
Oh, will we go around in circles? Yes, we will. All right, what else we got on Saturday night? Here it is. Mike Sondergers.
Sonderegger.
Sonderegger, whatever. That's a lot of E's and G's going on there. Mike Sonderegger, 6 to 10 p.m. at the Cabin at Judy Creek in Glen Carbon.
Dave Horton Acoustic Country, 2 o'clock at the Foundry in Edwardsville. St. Patty's Party with Tanglefoot, 9 o'clock at the Oasis in Carrollton. Stone Blanket.
Okay.
8 p.m. at Rooster's
it
in
sounds
Staunton.
Comfy. Could you cover me up with that stone blanket? I'm just a little chilly. I want to know what's going on behind that name.
That's all Saturday, and there's one more. Your buddy.
Hookie Monster, the Hookie Monster.
We had Agents of the Free on talking about this show. They're in it, too, with Powell Jr. 72.
Yep, and that is at the Red Flag in St. Louis on Saturday night. So that means, so if Hookie is playing at the Red Flag on Saturday night, and Synapsis is playing at the Red Flag on Friday night, that means old Graham Pagano is going to be spending a lot of time.
Yeah.
By the time he gets to play Saturday, he's going to be like, I am sick of this play. No, I don't know.
He'll bring up the white flag at Red Flag.
I surrender to the Red Flag with my white flag. So there you go. That is the Hookie, Agents of the Free, and POW Junior 72. All friends of the show, all people that you've met on this show, and they're going to be playing at the Red Flag, St. Louis on Saturday night. $12 to get in that one. That's a cheap price to get some entertainment.
Yep.
Want to make 14 the hard way? Red Flag. It's
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
FUBAR.
There used to be FUBAR?
Yeah. Okay, sure. So it's the old FUBAR. The reason you're looking at me confused because we didn't talk about St. Louis, but these are all Alton bands that
well,
are playing.
I was going to say, you're going all the way up to Carrollton and stuff.
Well, yeah. Everything on this side, the dentist does this. He puts the list together, and he covers mainly this side of the river, except for if some people from this side of the river are going over there, or if it's Portage to Sioux, which we can skip a rock and hit, you know.
Right. And really, Carrollton's probably out of range, but the Oasis is a great place in Carrollton. So, sure. I mean, you know, a lot of people like it. Yeah.
Time to time.
Oh, yeah.
Good people up there, too.
It's like Bell. That's a little far, but, man, they got some cool bars in Bell, too. So, you know, if we see somebody, especially from this area, playing down there, we try to bring it up.
Absolutely. Promoting everything we can, Lynn.
That's awesome.
We're even going to promote this band called Flip the Frog.
Chesterfield, not too far. You can get there, no problem.
I have driven a bus full of drunk people to Chesterfield on many occasions to go up to the same place, Wild Pickens. And
I usually stopped in Medora.
Oh, yeah.
I go by Stone Bridge or what was it?
You know, because there's a lot to do there, you know.
Yeah, that's
they got a soda machine outside.
Don't
I'm
blink.
Pretty sure they got like grape drink in it too. Awesome. So, you know, where can you get that but Medora?
Well, it depends on what kind of grape soda you're talking about. I get a magazine called Grape Soda Quarterly, and it goes through all the great grape sodas that are, I don't know. Let's get back to Flip the Frog.
That's where you take the right, though, to go to Chesterfield, right?
Yeah.
At Medora, right?
Right at Medora. You just hang it right there, like 111 splits off, I think it is, and it heads right to Wild Pickens.
There's about 3 miles away.
Yeah, not a lot more turning there.
Right.
Yeah. And, man, what a sight.
It's a beautiful place. Yeah. You can hoot and holler outside if you want. They always have a nice big fire pit going outside to hang out by. I spend a lot of time out there. I don't know why. I think the people inside are always talking about me when I'm in there.
hey,
don't laugh.
Sit outside.
Just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean they're not after me.
Are you guys planning any Irish songs for the St. Paddy's party? Maybe some
Moni
Thin Lizzy. Thin Lizzy.
Thin Lizzy, yeah.
That's Irish.
Moni.
Moni Moni. Is Tommy James and Shondells Irish? I didn't even know that.
It's could the O'Shondells.
Could be. The O'Shondells. I had no idea. Oh, Tommy and the O'Shondells.
See? Makes total sense.
We're going to do a song about whiskey, I know.
Well, I guarantee it. Whiskey in a jar?
Remember when Billy Idol messed that song up? What a punk. No, I'm sorry.
You mean Moni Moni?
I'm in my own
I think it was Metallica that messed up Whiskey in a jar.
Whiskey in a jar, right? Yeah, well, you know.
He sounded like a pirate singing that song.
It's because I sing in the key of R.
No, I'm talking about, what's his name? Hetfield? Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't heard it for a while, but I could take a guess. And a whiskey in a jar.
That's pretty close.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty close.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It seems like the Hetfield move right there. I don't know.
If it was Ozzy, it'd be, all right now.
Poor Joe's over there going, what did I come down here for? They don't let me talk.
He hasn't said a word here.
Yeah.
Having a ball.
Okay.
Having a ball.
Something tells me that's what you normally do when these guys are yucking it up out in front of you, and you just sit back there behind the drums and hide.
Hides behind the drums.
Yeah, presents are getting whipped out.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a Flip the Frog hat.
Those are not nipple patches. Those are stickers for your car.
I knew Flip the Frog stickers.
I'm just trying to cover up my parts I don't want seen.
Well, that's a beautiful color.
Oh, look at this.
On
this
hat.
Man.
The same colors we use at cottonmouth.org on this hat. Oh, neon green and black.
What's your shirt size, guys?
We did that so it looked like the old computers.
Ah, I see, boys. I see. Flip the frog. Ah, one with my eye!
What's your shirt size?
All right, man. I got my Flip the Frog hat on. So does Pigpen.
I do.
And you can see it all on the video, right? But if you're listening in on the radio, that's what's happening right there. There's some debris flying around as well.
But we have some nice Flip the Frog swag going on here. We've got hats, we've got shirts, and see, this is what size you wear?
Let's see, probably large.
Oh, there man. You go. That
100%
is
a cotton, so when you go to dry it, I'd probably air
okay.
dry it.
This is Flip.
Okay.
He is a frog.
Well, give me the big one then.
You want an X?
Yeah, that way I can eat more when I go to your shows.
That's the way to do it right there.
Right.
I can eat more frog legs this way.
All right, I got my T-shirt.
Can you hold that up so I can get a picture?
Yeah, yeah. I have to put it over my Shotgun Creek that I wore this week. I got that one last week. So we always try to wear the band T-shirts, right?
I'm going to go ahead and let them in on what will happen with mine, see? I have an aversion.
You could alter it. You could alter it.
People say that, and I could.
You're going to put the little knot in the front.
You need
and
a
have
seamstress.
A belly shirt
see,
and
I,
all
I,
that
yeah.
stuff, right?
I only wear V-necks because I feel like other shirts strangle me. However, my wife loves it when I bring home band T-shirts.
Yeah.
So my wife ends up wearing them when she goes out and about.
I will wear it, yes.
Yeah,
it will be in rotation.
He wears one
each
every
week I wear. Yeah. Yeah. A different band shirt. This one's Shotgun Creek. I got this last week when we interviewed those guys.
That's awesome.
I think I'm going to go all fame on this one and like cut it off myself.
You should, man. I think you need a seamstress. Your own personal seamstress to follow you around.
A tiny dancer in my hand.
A leprechaun. A little tiny leprechaun seamstress for the weekend.
I don't want any of that. I'm trying to hide from the family I got, right? Like my kids and my wife and, you know, I hope they're not listening. I'm sorry.
You know.
I don't need more people to hide from.
There's a show at Wild Pickens on Sunday, too.
What's going on there on Sunday?
The Kitchens. The Kitchens are playing from 2 to 6 on Sunday at Wild Pickens.
I haven't heard them guys for a while.
Yeah.
They're nice folks. They're doing it. Isn't that the
is that the ladies?
No, that's the guy and his daughter. Isn't that the gentleman that has his daughter there? Well, I can't remember their names. Darn it, I've only met them the one time, but she was a fantastic singer.
Oh. I thought the kitchens started in Shipman, and they were a bunch of women that started the
Kitchen Clatter Band.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, that I don't think that's the same thing.
I thought it was, and that they sang in the kitchen.
All right.
That's how they kitchens.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
right.
The Chain Gang is called the Chain Gang Band. No, I don't know. I don't know any of this stuff.
But, I mean, so if the kitchens are like, I mean, we're talking, this is years ago.
Okay.
But that wasn't the Kitchens. That was the Kitchen Clatter Band. What do you call it?
Clatter Band.
The Kitchen Clatter Band. Okay.
I was growing up as a kid in Shipman, and the Kitchen Clatter Band played every year at the Shipman Picnic.
Okay.
Wow. There you go.
But it was women, right?
Yeah.
Different. This
well,
is the Kitchens.
Time, so I'm going to have to say yes, it was for what I can remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Couple men in wigs. Whatever.
Yeah. Either that or the kitchen staff's off between 2 and 6 at Wild Pickens, so they go out and play a set.
I think I heard something like that going
that
on.
That was that Mexican place. Remember the staff?
The Pedros. Where the kitchen
down in
staff
Collinsville.
Would take like an hour off, and they were the band and would come out and play for an hour and then go back in the kitchen. You can't get any food at that time, though.
Guaranteed to get paid that way. I mean, you know, sometimes you don't get paid to play music, so, you know, if you own the restaurant.
Never once been paid to play music. I've always felt like I was paid to move equipment.
Yeah.
Played for free and then got paid to move equipment.
An acoustic guitar.
When I lived in Los Angeles, all of Los Angeles is pay to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're lucky if you break even.
I mean, technically, that's what Red Flag is, right? You got to sell those tickets.
You got to sell some tickets. Yeah, man.
I think you get like a cut of them, right?
Most of the gigs that we did back in the day, that was the way it was. It was you had to sell tickets if you wanted to make money, man.
Right.
That's not easy to do, unless your band's really good. I've never been in one of those, so I don't know.
We'll have to get the scoop because Graham Pagano will know after this weekend everything that happens at Red Flag because he'll be
he's going to be there all weekend. So
hey, back to Sunday because we're running out of time.
Are we? Okay.
Borderline 1 to 5 and the Truckers 6 to 10 at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. Backwoods Burden 2 o'clock at Roper's Regal Beagle and Godfrey. Two Pedros 2 to 6 at the Grafton Winery. Robert Lefty Preacher Sampson 2 o'clock. At the Hog Pit in Grafton. Dan Sproat at Aries Winery in Grafton. As I mentioned, the Kitchens 2 to 6 at Wild Pickens in Chesterfield. The Grand Band back at it on Sunday, 2 o'clock, but at Bella Vista Winery in Maryville.
Well, don't expect much, people. He's going to be worn out after. I'm just kidding. He'll do fine.
Yeah. I don't know how he's going to do the hooky show after seeing the synopsis. He'll be all pumped up, you know, that his grandson's, you know, playing a show.
Yeah.
So that adrenaline will be out. And then he'll have to get re-psyched up for his show, which won't be hard. That's easy. Right?
Yeah, but the whole time he's playing, he's going to be thinking how much better Synapsis was the night before.
Right. That's true, too.
My grandson did way better last night.
My boys play. So, believe me, they're far better musicians than I am.
Yeah.
I mean, by a mile, and I hate the little...
Right?
No, they're good.
Why did I even feed them?
Well, what was it?
Where'd they get that from? I don't know. I had to work at it, and they just pick up anything. It turns into music.
They probably got it from their mother.
That young band, Lofty's Comets, playing Friday night, too. They're really good.
I like those guys. Yeah. Jazzy horns. Man, for some young kids, they got a cool thing going on.
I think we covered everything except Dave Horton.
What about Dale Pappett? Who dats?
Yeah,
who dats?
That's right. 1 o'clock at Who Dats in Collinsville.
There you go.
That's the Sunday fun day there. And then Dave Horton doing a Prairie Inn in Dorothy on Monday.
That takes care of our Riverbend weekend of music.
Yeah.
We're back up to 4 or 5 pages here.
I know.
That's good to see. Happy to see that the bands are playing. Happy to see that the venue's got stuff going on because it's been a tough one. So you guys all survived fine, right?
Yes.
But I see Lynn, you know, is... When I said that, he kind of looked at you like you didn't do too well, Jody. Like, did you have a rough year? he kind of gave Jody a look like, well, I know it was rough on you, buddy.
I lost my hair. Honestly, it was bad. Walked in the house all stressed out. It just fell out.
Something tells me Joe was just sitting in the background watching the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Joe's the only one here drunker than me. That's why he's not talking.
I think he started at like 2.
Right? Oh, wow, man. I gotta get some goals like you got. Start earlier. So there you go. We are talking to the members of Flip the Frog. We got right next to me is Lynn Assar. The guitar player,
yes. The
guitar extraordinaire. We've got Jody Grinder, not Jody Foster.
Right, Jody Foster, I'm not that pretty.
Probably not that rich, but maybe, huh? If you are, can I borrow a few bucks?
I am not, trust me, no, I'm not.
Are you developing a crush, Pigpen?
On Jody?
Yeah.
Grinder? Not Foster.
Next thing you know, you'll be plotting an assassination.
All I'm going to say is I have been drinking. If I get a little handsy, don't tell HR.
Don't tell HR, hey.
Come on,
he'll be
all right. I can't take any more of these, like, talks, you know. What's appropriate and what's not. And we got at the very far end, first-timer at the show, Joe Smith. He didn't want to say much. He's scared.
I like it that way.
Hey, thanks for coming down, Joe. We didn't get to meet you much. Tell us real quick. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're the drummer, obviously.
I'm the drummer. Work at East Alton Ice Arena, maintenance down there.
Oh,
nice.
Just drive the Zamboni.
Nice.
Oh, my God. I've always wanted to drive a Zamboni.
First Zamboni driver ever.
I wanted to get one and drive it on the streets, though. Like,
you know, come see me. I'll let you drive.
That'd be cool.
I knew we saved the best for last, man. This is our first Zamboni driver ever.
I never forget my first. You know, and you will always be my first Zamboni driver. I'll always remember you that way.
So how long have you been playing drums?
Probably all my life.
All your life?
Around 6 years old.
How long have you been driving Zambonis?
It's 2 years.
2 years, oh, okay.
Been there 2 years.
Did you play in school?
Yeah.
Yeah? School band or...
Been in bar bands my whole life.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a good life, right?
Any local guys influence you and teach you a little bit? Or?
Well, I was always the big Neil Peart.
Oh, okay.
Rush fan.
Not too local, but there.
Yeah.
What's some of the bands you played in over the years that we might have known the names of?
I was on Back in the Saddle CD.
Okay. Back in the Saddle, yep. Know those guys,
I was in the Lighthouse for a while.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Right on. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Joe Smith. First timer to the show, which means you're supposed to, you know, flatten.
Got to flash him. Oh, did he tell you what he does at work though on the Zamboni?
Let's hear.
He
it.
Makes a kid lay down on the ice, and he pretends to be Deadpool, saying, "You're about to be killed by Zamboni."
Wow. Oh. What happens when the lights go down at the ice arena? We didn't know.
He wears the outfit and everything. It's horrible.
I'll tell you what, the ice rink after hours sounds like the place to be. I'm going to go ahead and be honest. Yeah, wow, that's
you can lick the ice, Deadpool. Pigpen. You can lick it. You like licking. We found out tonight.
Look, I haven't been able to lick doorknobs since March. And I can't wait when the vaccine spreads to get back to licking doorknobs, man. It's just a thing I do. I wonder who touched this. Tastes like nobody I know. No, I don't know what I'm talking about. Really, I'm sorry. Is there something serious we should be saying here, Dennis?
Yeah, you should go to the Flip the Frog Facebook page and like them.
Absolutely.
You can visit flipthefrogband.com as well.
Yep. All the stuff on some I'm going to say I've been to their website. Yeah. Some of the stuff on there is not for everybody. Scrub your browser, people. No, that's not true. None of that's true.
Seriously, scrub.
Seriously, you think it's clean? No, it is not. Try again.
But you guys keep your stuff fresh and up to date, especially on the Facebook page, like the time travel video, sure. Man. And go look at that because you worked so hard on it, right?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, a lot of sweat put into that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You ought to see it, man.
And I heard it is tight. I heard it is done perfectly tight, watertight like a frog's butt. You guys know about that. You're Flip the Frog.
It's very good. There's one thing I wanted to throw out there while we got just a minute.
Yeah.
I'm helping out. You guys know who the River Dragons are, the new baseball team we have coming out to Gordon Moore, the minor league team there.
Yep.
Well, I'm helping the general manager, Dallas, find singers to do the national anthem at the beginning of every game. I've got about half, maybe a little bit more of half of the games filled up. But if anybody out there wants to sing the national anthem at a ball game here locally in town, reach out to me on Facebook.
There you go. Jody Grinder on Facebook.
Yep.
Jody Grinder on
Facebook. Yep. Now, Flip the Frog. Contact Flip.
Flip. Now, what if I just wanted to go out with like my dirt bike and...
If they let you professionally go out with your dirt bike, then I get to sing.
And is it professionally tuned?
It is. You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
A frog.
You can't tune a frog. I'll have the tuna frog sandwich, please.
Right.
Things are getting fun.
Oh, goodness.
So there you go.
So if you want to sing the national anthem at a baseball game, just get a hold of Flip the Frog.
Yeah. That's pretty cool right there.
Right. Right.
So, and no, don't be thinking you're going to go out and pull a Rosie O'Donnell. Right. Nobody did that. I don't even know anymore.
That's been done. You can't do that now.
Yeah. No, some of the singers that are coming out and the performers that are coming out are phenomenal. Really good. Yeah.
Is there an audition or anything?
No.
You're just going to wing it.
If anybody who wants to do it, just send me an audio.
Oh, okay.
I don't care. It doesn't have to be anything professional.
Okay.
I just to make sure that you're not, you know, out to pull a prank or anything. That's really what we're looking for.
What if I just want to put my own flavor on it and be all kind of R&B and, say, can you see? You know, I mean, what if I want to get like that with it?
Well, to that one, I'd have to say no. No, I'm not going to let you embarrass me or you.
See? Hey, if you get anything from Pig Pile, you'll know it's a prank.
Oh, my gosh. I am a prankster at heart, that's for sure.
Oh, goodness.
There we go. Man, this has been a lot of fun.
Pig prank.
There you go.
I like Pig Pile. I'm going to keep that one. Finally, someone comes in and changes his name.
I don't do that. I don't change people's name. Yeah. I call them like I see them. Yeah.
Your nose is growing.
Isn't that the only thing you wrote?
All right. So, thanks
to... Nose is the only thing we can tell.
Right.
It's the only thing showing.
Well, scrub your browser, people. There we go. Thanks, thanks once again, Lynn Assar, yes. Jody Grinder, and Joe Smith. Flip the Frog, and you guys, man, real quick, because we didn't even cover this. We've been on for over an hour now. Didn't even cover, like, people who have never heard your band, what kind of music can they expect? If they come to see you, what kind of show they can
Polish play? Reggae.
Polish reggae. Awesome.
Play it real fast backwards. Hey, we're gonna play a little bit of everything. Yeah. We're gonna play some a little bit of country, some classic rock, some pop.
You kind of read the crowd and play what they want.
Well, we try to. You know, that's a really difficult thing to do. But we have over the years developed a song list and songs that we play that they're all your favorites. Nice. You're gonna know them. You're gonna sing and dance to all of them.
Sounds like the super hits of the 60s and 70s, like My Mix 94.3. See that shameless plug right there for our sister station?
Yeah. I was thinking one thing you wouldn't hear was crickets. Flip took care of all that, right?
Yes.
He eats all the crickets. So.
The crickets.
Yeah. Duck crickets, maybe.
Poor Buddy Holly doesn't have a band because Flip the Frog ate them all. No, I don't even know what we're talking about or what's going on anymore. I'm more than one toke over the line here, so we should probably call it quits.
I should. That's Pig Pile. My name's Dennis. We've been talking to Flip the Frog.
Love it.
Like them on Facebook.
I'm in trouble now.
Check out FlipTheFrogBand.com.
Yeah, and thanks also to Halpin Music and Matt Van Boris of Macias Insurance, our sponsors.
Right. That's right. And Alex has a sponsor too, right?
Alex Kreider. There you go, from Farmers Insurance. Right. So that is the sponsor of our engineer, Alex, who's looking through some windows at us with his arms up like he's a winner.
Yeah.
Yay, look at me!
Don't bring him down now, baby.
I'm sorry. I like Alex and I like Henna.
Okay, is this the end?
That's got to be.
This is the end?
I think it ended 5 minutes ago.
My only friend.
Thanks to Flip the Frog. Everybody get out and check them out at Wild Pickin' Saturday night.
And support local music and art.